Hello, Pastor Brandon here, and if you're like me, you are praising the Lord today, for it is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. And boy, the heat wave seems like it's starting to break. We're not under 100 degrees yet, but we are getting there. We are getting there, and I'm excited about this because we should be able to continue in our worship together outside in the nice gentle breeze with the shade. We're putting some fans out this week. It's going to be an absolutely wonderful time of worship and praise. And thank the Lord that this heat wave is finally breaking. And let's just make sure to keep in prayer those who are struggling. Well, for today's readings from our reading plan, we're going to be reading Psalm 102, 1 through 11, Judges 3, Luke 18, 31 through 43. We're going to be starting with Psalm 102, 1 through 11. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Let me at my cry come to you. Do not hide your face from me in the day of my distress. Incline your ear to me. Answer me speedily in the day when I call. For my days pass away like smoke, and my bones burn like a furnace. My heart is struck down like grass and has withered. I forget to eat my bread because of my loud groaning. My bones cling to my flesh. I am like a desert owl of the wilderness, like an owl of the waste place. I lie awake. I am like a lonely sparrow on the housetop. All the day my enemies taunt me. Those who deride me use my name for a curse. For I eat ashes like bread and mingle tears with my drink. Because of your indignation and anger, for you have taken me up and thrown me down. My days are like an evening shadow. I wither away like the grass. Judges chapter 3. Now these are the nations that the Lord left to test Israel by them. That is, all in Israel who had not experienced all the wars in Canaan. It was only in order that the generation of the people of Israel might know war, to teach war to those who had not known it before. These are the nations, the five lords of the Philistines, and all the Canaanites, and the Sidonians, and the Hivites who lived in Mount Lebanon. From Mount Baal Hermon, as far as Lebanon Hamath, they were for the testing of Israel, to know whether Israel would obey the commandments of the Lord, which he commanded their fathers by the hand of Moses. So the people of Israel lived among the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, the Jebusites, and their daughters. They took to themselves for wives. And their own daughters they gave to their sons, and they served their gods. And the people of Israel did what was evil in the sight of the Lord. They forgot the Lord their God and served the Baals and the Asheroth. Therefore, the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and he sold them into the hand of Cushan-Rishathaim, king of Mesopotamia. And the people of Israel served Cushan-Rishathaim 8 years. But when the people of Israel cried out to the Lord raised up and delivered for the people of Israel, who saved them, Othniel, the son of Kenesh, Caleb's younger brother. The spirit of the Lord was upon him, and he judged Israel. He went out to war, and the Lord gave Cushan-Rishathaim, king of Mesopotamia, into his hand, and his hand prevailed over Cushan-Rishathaim. So the land had rest 40 years. Then Othniel, the son of Kinza, died. And the people of Israel again did what is evil in the sight of the Lord. And the Lord strengthened Eglon, the king of Moab, against Israel, because they had done what was evil in the sight of the Lord. He gathered to himself the Ammonites and the Amalekites, and went and defeated Israel. And they took possession of the city of palms. And the people of Israel served Eglon, the king of Moab, 8 years. Then the people of Israel cried out to the Lord, and the Lord raised up for them a deliverer, Ehud, the son of Gera, the Benjamite, a left-handed man. The people of Israel sent tribute by him to Eglon, the king of Moab, and Ehud made himself a sword with two edges, a cubit in length, and he bound it to his right, on his right thigh, under his clothes. And he presented the tribute to Eglon, king of Moab. Now Eglon was a very fat man. And when Ehud had finished presenting the tribute, he sent away the people who carried the tribute. But he himself turned back at the idols near Gilgal and said, I have a secret message for you, O king. And he commanded silence, and all his attendants went out from his presence. And Ehud came to him as he was sitting alone in his cool roof chamber. And Ehud said, I have a message from God for you. And he arose from his seat, and Ehud reached with his left hand, took the sword from his right thigh, and thrust it into his belly. And the hilt also went in after the blade, and the fat closed over the blade, for he did not pull the sword out of his belly, and the dung came out. Then Ehud went out into the porch and closed the doors of the roof chamber behind him and locked them. When he had gone, the servants came, and when they saw that the doors of the roof chamber were locked, they thought, surely he is relieving himself in the closet of the cool chamber. And they waited till they were embarrassed. But when he still did not open the doors of the roof chamber, they took the key and opened them, and there lay their lord dead on the floor. Ehud escaped while they delayed, and he passed beyond the idols and escaped to Sirah. When he arrived, he sounded the trumpet in the hill country of Ephraim. Then the people of Israel went down with him from the hill country, and he was their leader. And he said to them, follow after me, for the Lord has given your enemies, the Moabites, into your hand. So they went down after him and seized the fords of the Jordan against the Moabites and did not allow anyone to pass over. And they killed at that time about 10,000 of the Moabites, all strong, able-bodied men. Not a man escaped. So Moab was subdued that day under the hand of Israel, and the land had rest for 80 years. After him was Shamgar, the son of Anath, who killed 600 of the Philistines with an ox goad, and he also saved Israel. Luke chapter 18, verses 31 through 43. And taking the 12, he said to them, see, we are going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written about the Son of Man by the prophets will be accomplished. For he will be delivered over to the Gentiles, and will be mocked and shamefully treated and spit upon. And after flogging him, they will kill him. And on the third day, he will rise. But they understood none of these things. This saying was hidden from them, and they did not grasp what was said. As he drew near to Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging, and hearing a crowd going by, he inquired what this meant. They told him, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by, and he cried out, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. And those who were in front rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stopped and commanded him to be brought to him. And when he came near, he asked him, what do you want me to do for you? He said, Lord, let me recover my sight. And Jesus said to him, recover your sight. Your faith has made you well. And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God. I want to turn back to our Judges passage, because this is something we're going to see as a common theme. Israel following God, falling away from God, getting into trouble, calling out to God, and God redeeming them. And then Israel will follow God for a while again. This is a common theme in the book of Judges. And something you'll notice in this common theme in the book of Judges is that when the people of Israel fall away from God, that they're being punished by God even. I mean, it says that God sends these nations to oppress them for their misconducts, for their idol worship, for not truly following his commands. It will say the people of Israel cried out to the Lord. And here's the key, like in verse 9, but when the people of Israel cried out to the Lord, the Lord raised up a deliverer for the people of Israel. Time and time again, this is what God does. When we find ourselves in a similar position of Israel, all we need to do is but cry out to the Lord. And in his great mercy, and his great grace, and his great compassion and love for us, not only does he hear, he responds and comes with a strong arm and mighty hand of salvation. All we need to do is but cry to him. So would we cry to the Lord? Would we plead to the Lord when faced with such terrible things in life? Not that we may necessarily be being punished at the time like Israel was, but when we face terrible things, because we will face terrible things in this life. Jesus tells us in his own words, because of him, we will face troubles in this world. Let us not despair. Let us not give up hope, but let us cry out to the Lord. This is the word of the Lord, and the grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen.
Lead me to your healing waters. Take me down to your healing.
In water.